First do the halacha. I had a little drush.
All right, do drush first or halacha first?
Whatever's easier.
Do drush first? Okay. Last time you passed in good, so.
Yeah.
All right. It's all on the same thing, but I got very interested in that one gra, so. All right. The pasuk is Zeh Shmi La'olam, V'zeh Zichri La'doyer Doyer. The Rebbeinu Shlom said. The Gemara says it means Zeh Shmi, that this is my name, how you write it, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you know. But V'loik Moshe Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. But I'm read differently. I'm read Zichri. I'm read Aleph with the Dalet, like how we say the Adonis. Okay.
So, in other words, the Yud Kei Vav Kei is
La'alim. La'alim, the Gemara right actions. La'alim, to be right, ma'alim it, that we don't, it's hidden. And the Zichri, okay, and the Zichri is L'dor Ador. Okay, first I'll just say over what the Brisk Rav says on it.
How does come to be Nikra?
How does
Zichri?
Zichri means like Lahazkir, Zecher, you know, Lahazkir, okay, to say, to be Mazkir. So first I'll say over what the Brisk Rav writes. He says, the Yud Kei Vav Kei is part of Torsha Bichsav, but the Adnus is part of Torsha Baal Peh, because that's not the Torsha Bichsav. That's Hashem's told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai that you have to say Adnus. That's part of the Torsha Baal Peh. So he says, that's how come it says, Zeh Shmi Lo'olam, forever this is my name, as is written, but Zeh Zichri is going to be passed on l'dor dor, from door to door, because Torsha Baal Peh is always with the Messiah from one door to the other door. That's the Torsha Baal Peh. And then he has another pshat. Okay, that's the first pshat. Now I just want to tell you over this gra. Okay, so even if my drusha is wrong, at least you'll hear the gra. The gra says over from the Zohar HaKadosh that Shmi is, it's printed in the back of Mishnais. There's a few divrei Torah from the Gra in the back of Zroim in the Yochid Boy's Mishnais. There's old ones for sure have it. New ones I didn't check to see what's doing there, but the old ones have it. Yeah. So in the there he has like this, that the Zohar said Shmi is 350 in Gematria. Mem Yud is 50 and Shin is 300. So it says in the Zohar, Shmi together with Yudke, we're dividing the Yudke Vavke, is 365. Right, so that's the Loisa says. We know there's 365 Loisa says, and then Zichri, says the Zohar, is 237. Zichri,
right? Yud
Chav is 30, and 200 from the Reish Zichri. So that with the Vavke makes 248.
Wow.
So that's the essays. Okay, that's the Zohar itself. So it says the Gra, based on this Zohar, you'll understand what we always say, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, V'Shem Rishoyim Yerkov. Says the Gra, shouts like this. To be a Tzadik, it's not enough if you don't do Aveirus, if you don't eat Chazer, it's that you did mitzvahs. So therefore, Zecher, Zichri, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Because he did the essays. But to be a Rasha, you're not full Rasha, right? And like muscle, a real Rasha has to be over Lavin. To like be Rasha, Al Tasser Shes Yadchem Rasha. Right, so V'Shem Rishoyim, the Shmi, Shem Rishoyim Yerkov. Okay, Ad Kan is Divrei Hagro. Okay, so that's what he says. So now comes my drush. You can take it or leave it. The shayla is, I was trying to like figure out if I could think of any pshat in this whole Zohar period. Why should Zecher be essays with Yudke, I mean with Vavke, and Shame should be Lois essays? What's the shaychus here between Shmi and Lois essays? And
it was just me that I couldn't.
You're not just you. I asked some people that I thought would know. They didn't either know.
It's like almost like Zachar v'Shamar.
Zecher is like Zachar. That's the essays of Shabbos. And Shamar is from
Shame. Shmi. Shamar. Shmi is like close to Shamar.
He's Shamar.
Is like Shmi. It's a little. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if mine's too much better, but I'm going to say over another, at least you'll get another grow out of it. At least you'll get another grow. Whether it really has a shaykhus or not, I don't know. My main idea was to say that the Shmi was, I thought of that brisker up, that the Shmi was the Torah Shebichsav. And the Zichri, the saying, the Zichri was the Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, now there really is a gra that says that Torah Shebichsav is has to do with lois essays, and Torah Shebaal Peh has to do with essays. Okay, I'll say the gra in a minute, but that was what I was thinking was the connection. So since the Shmi was a Torah Shebichsav, so that was why the Zohar said that was the lois essays, and the Zichri, which was a Torah Shebaal Peh, was the essays. Where is this gra? It grows in Shira Shirim, in the very beginning there, where it says, Yishakenim Yishikais Piyu. So the Gra says you have three ways how to say. You have the Pasuk Lamashal, Nikrala Nara V'nishala Es Piha, with a Hey. Then you have other Psukim, K'chol Asher Yotzei Mi Piv. Yeah, is Zohar. Right, and here it's Minishikais Pihu, it's both. It's both. It's the, okay, so the Gra says the Pshat is like this. That the hay represents the five chumashim, the vav represents the six dharma of mishnais, and he says meaning the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. So what we're saying is Yishakeni Hashem should give us again a neshika, mineshika is pihu that He gave us when He gave us the Torah, that He gave us the five chumashim, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. Then he says, Vayter. He says that really the five represents Torah Shebichsav, but it also represents Lois Aseis. And the Vav, which represents Torah Shebaal Peh, represents essays. Where do you have this? So he says, first you have it because the Gemara says in Makkos, that when David HaMelech reduced the 613 mitzvahs to the 11 main ones. So if you look through all the ones that David did over there, you'll see there were six essays and five lavs. So that's the Vav and the Hey. The Vav are the essays and the five are the lavs. And he says the Pshat is, why is it that way? Because Vav is Zohar, you know, and Hey is Nekeva. Like, all the Hey words are all Nekeva words. And he says, Zecharim are Chayiv in essays. Nekevis are not Chayiv in a lot of essays, but they're Chayiv in all the lavs. So Memela, all three things are one thing. The Hey is the Nekeva, which is the lavs, which is the Torah Shebichsav. The Vav is the essays, which is the Zecharim, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay? That's what it says there. So anyway, Hayotze Mikol Devorov is that somehow essays are connected to Torah Shebaal Peh and the lavs are connected to the Torah Shebichsav. Okay, so what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in that? So now we're down to me already. My theory is to say the pshat like this. That the metzias is that assays are never in the Torah. You can never figure them out from the Torah. Because every essay, you can't do it if you don't know, you won't know what to do. Like, if right, go ask a guy and you'll figure it, you'll see. You'll never get it right, right? If he reads a chumash, he'll not know tefillin. He won't know how to do shayfer. He won't know how to do sukkah. He won't know anything. He'll never get it. Most mitzvahs, he'll get it wrong. But lavin, he'll get right. He won't get all the pratim right. He said, don't steal. He'll get it right. You say, do the lav. Do the lav of geneva. He'll know how to. He'll know it, right? So do it. He can do it. He said, do Shifer. He won't be able to do it. He won't know what to do. Do Eishasish. Do Ritzicha. He can do it, right? You don't need Tersha Baal Peh to do a lav. Yeah, you need to know, in certain cases, is this also Ritzicha? But the Iker Ritzicha, yeah? A Chlorer Ritzicha he can do with no Tersha Baal Peh. A Chlorer Geneva he can do with no Tersha Baal Peh. A Chlorer Shifer he can't do. He doesn't know how to blow Tkia through a Tkia, or he won't know what to do. What?
It depends. I mean, most Shatnez will be a tough one.
Shatnez, well, you really... Oh, you mean he won't know exactly
how to do it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Say, it won't be...
You say, do the Isser of Shatnez.
I mean, it does say, Tzemer Pishtim Yachtav.
Right, right.
Wool and linen together, it's not so...
So hard, I guess.
Shabbos will be exception for most, but not for all. Because the ones that are Beferish, Lysabaro Eish, he'll get right. And it says, Beferish Becharish, you can't plow, you can't Bekotzer, Tishbos. Some of them will get right. So the Nakuda is, because the Averis are, that Hashem is saying, the things that you would do, don't do them.
Right.
That's the whole idea like the of Averis. Don't do what you want to do. So, Memela, they're not Ruchnius things that were created, they're Metzius things. Right? Steal, because people will like to steal. Don't steal. Don't, they're not. Mashenk and mitzvahs are the other way around. They're things that Hashem made. So Memela, the pasuk, the Torah Shebichsav always doesn't say like these ruchnius things. The Torah Shebichsav always says like the very poshit, like Olam Hazeh. It doesn't make any, right? Even like the biggest nisim, like kimah, like not there. So that's the pshat that the lavin are called Tersha Bichsav. They're called Tersha Bichsav. They're like right in the pasuk. The essays are called Tersha Baal Peh. They're always not really in the pasuk. You need what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is saying. And so Memela, that's also really what it's saying. Lavin, you see, are the more elementary, the more basic. Even Goyim, like Taisus says in Sanhedrin, even Goyim, all the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach are all Lavin. They have no essays.
Dinim is considered.
Dinim, well, Taisus learns that that's considered not to do, like not to steal. Well, steal is separate, but in other words, not to do all the other things, like not to do any other, go against any other monetary law. He holds they're all Lavin. So, the pshat is because goyim are not expected to go up; they just shouldn't do certain things. Mashen kein, the higher you are, the more you have to do essays. So the noshim are the pashader ones; they're the ones that are supposed to just do what the pashader things. So they have a lot. The anoshim, they're supposed to be the ones that are going up. So they have to do essays, and that's why they're not in the Torah Shebichsav. They're already in the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what I was thinking was the whole idea. So Mela, if that's true, so then I understand a little bit what the Zohar could be. In other words, that's the pshat. The Shmi is the Ksav. The Ksav is like, relates to the Torah, to the Lavs. The Zichri is the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the essays already. Essays always need Torah Shebaal Peh. Essays you can't get them without the Torah Shebaal Peh. So well, that's called the Zichri. That's the essays. Was there one little extra thing I wanted to say? I think that's all. Thing. Okay, so that's my pshat. Oh yeah, there was. That was what it was. And why is the Yud K part of the Lav and the Vav K part of the SA? Same thing, because if you look in the Ramchal, he says that the Yud K goes in the order of from Hashem down to this world. As each letter goes like to a lower level. So the Yud K is the higher, like up in Shemayim and all of the higher, and then the Vav K is like down here. So it's the same thing. I forgot to say. So the lavin, what we have in the lavin are like tersha b'chsava, right in the pasuk. The asein are like the tersha b'al peh. But what's going to be lasid lavay when there's going to be no yetzer hara, right? And there's no Hashem will kill out the yetzer hara, whatever, right? Then what's with the lavin? What's going to be? The asein are on any madrega, you could higher, whatever it is. But what's with the lavin? So there's something there that we don't know. It's that's le'alim. That's the part which is zesh mil'olam. That's what's ne'alam in the lavin. We don't have that part. What's really the inside of the lav. So that's the pshat. That's what I was having to say. So the yud k is the part which is the higher part. That's what you add to the ksav of the lavin. Is like the hidden part. That's the yud k. The vav k is the part you add to the asein, because the asein already we have the tersh about peh here. So that's the part that we have by us. So the yud k is the hidden part. That's added to the lav. That's the la'alim of it. And the vav k is the part which is begoli down by us of the essay. All right. That's my drush. Now we'll go to the halacha. Yeah. Okay, so the Rambam on this in talks about the Aveira to erase the Shemus of Hashem. Kol ha-me'abed shem min ha-shemes ha-kedoshim ha-tahirim shenikru b'hen ha-kadosh baruch hu loike min ha-teret. So, Malkus. Sharei hu oimer ba-avoid ha-zora v'ibadetem es shemo min ha-mokem ha-hu. There's an essay to destroy avoid ha-zora. Lo yisasun kein la-shem le-kecha. So, b'ma'abed the shem of the avoid ha-zora, don't do it la-shem. So that's like it's saying, don't erase the shem. V'shiva Shem is Hey. There's seven names: Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ben the Abnus Kel Aloikai Aloikim Rakei Shai Tzvokois Kol Hamoichik Afilo Ois Achas Mishiva Shem is Elu Like. Even if he just erased one letter, he's already like it. Of any of those seven names, he's like it. Then the Rambam has more in Halacha Dalid that Kosav Aleph and Lamed me'elukim, or Yud and Hey me'Hashem, Einoy Nimchak. If he just wrote the first two letters, you know, the Aleph with the Lamed, or the Yud and the K, already you can't erase it. Okay? Avol, HaKosev Shin with a Dalet, or Tzadi and a Beis, if he only wrote those two letters, so that's nothing yet, so then he could erase it. That's what it says in the Rambam. Only the Yud K or the K Aleph and the Lamed, because that's already like something already. But the Shin with the Dal is nothing. Zok the Ravid Omer Avram Ze Einoy Klum. Shaloi Omru Ela Kel Me Elokim Veka Me Hashem. Aval, the Shin with the Dal and the Tzadi and the Beis is Nimchaki. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't know what happened here. The Ravid said Ois Ba'ois, what the Rambam said. Well, I don't see any hasaga. What's in a klum? There's no hasaga here. So he works on it a lot. At the end, he writes that he found a tshuva from the Ram al Shakar that said the kavonas harayved was that the Rambam is being masig. That the Rambam wrote that if it was the first two letters of, he only had written the two first letters of Tzvokos, like he wrote Tzadi Beis, he can erase it. Mashma from the Rambam that if he wrote out the whole word, he would be over, even though he only erased the Tzadi Beis. Zok the Ravid, it's not true. Even if you wrote Afilu Sheye Kol Hashem Kosu, Yochot Limchik Mimenu the Tzadi the Beis. That's what the Ravid was trying to say. You're only over if you erase the whole Tzvokis. But if you just erase part like Tzadi Beis, you're not over anything. That's what the Ravid was trying to be masik, even though it's not clear in the Lashon. That's what the Ravid meant. So it comes out like this: the Rambam holds that once you have a real Shem written out, even if you erase one letter he wrote, you get Malkus. And the Ravid says, no, you only get Malkus if you erase the entire name from beginning to end. By Tzvokos and Shin and Dalit of Shah also, you wouldn't be over. Now,
but he agrees.
He did say you are over by Yud K of Yud K Vav K. There he did agree.
And
Aleph and Lamed, it seems like he agrees also. Yeah. Okay, so now the question is that it's really beferish in this thing that the Rama wrote that erasing one letter is already Malkus, is a beferish sifri, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, kol ha-moichik ois achas min ha-shem, ha-reza oiver b'loisase. It's in the sifri, and it's also in the Tesefta. So, what exactly does the Ravid mean, that he has tainus on the Rambam? I mean, it's beferish in the sifri, the Rambam.
Even though the kale could be au, I mean, it could have two meanings.
Well, I mean, he wrote out the word, though. I mean, he wrote Elohim.
He wrote the word Kael.
Well, the Rambam is saying that if he wrote out a whole name...
You're saying he wrote out the whole Elohim.
Right.
But if he wrote just...
If he wrote Aleph and Lamed, well, I imagine that the din is... That is one of the seven names. And the Rambam says even then... Right. It probably... Sure. So it probably goes by the Kavana of the person who wrote it. Yeah, because, I mean, that's how we usually, you have to, before you write Hashem's name, you have to have Kavana for Hashem's name in order to make it considered Hashem. So I imagine it's talking about that he had Kavana. So the question is, why would the Ravid be masig on the Rambam if it's a beferish thing in the Tosefta and the Sifri that says one letter is already a Iver? Why does the Ravid masig? Okay, so on this, the reason why I picked this is because just last night I got a present, the Sefer of Binyamin Pollard. You know, he was the Talmud of the Brisk Rav, and he was my father's Rosh Hashiva. So since I just got it, I felt like I wanted to learn something from it, so I could get a little Messiah from. My father told me that it was written, he felt like it was Mamish, like when he was sitting in Shir, was written well, it was written like how Paul really said it. So I learned one shtickle from him. But I had a big kasha at the end.
From Paul himself
did
not write it. This was written from other people's notes.
Yeah, it says in the front page there. Oh, you learned by Paul, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it writes there that they started doing this in his lifetime, and he liked it, what he saw. Yeah, not him, right. Wasn't it?
But he agreed to
He agreed to whatever they had done when he was alive, and they continued the same way. So they hope that they're doing a good job. That's what they write in the front.
Yeah, well, they have several sets of notes to draw from. I mean, different people that had written.
So anyway, so in the Sefer there, he talks about this kasha. What's bothering the Ravid? The Rambam's a beferish sifri. So he says it must be that the Ravid held that the sifri and the Tosefta itself is only by Yud Kei Vav Kei and not by every Shem. So that's why the Ravid didn't.
Didn't think that there's any
makor from there to every Shem. So he says, but what's the svara of the Ravid? Why would the Ravid mechalik one Shem from another? So he says like this. He has two possible svaras. He says, the first way he would learn is like this. That the emes is, hakol moidim, that in order to really be over the Slav, you have to erase the entire Shem. Okay, now he doesn't explain why he thinks that that's the svara chitzayin. But I think, a very good reason to say that, which bothered me a lot. Really, this mamash bothered me a lot on my own. Where's the whole laugh? The ibarta mes shemam, right? Loisasun kein l'Hashem alakecha. When you are obligated to be ma'abed the shemam of the avodah zarah, you have to do it entirely. So wouldn't it be mistaver that in order to be over the laugh, You would also need to be ma'abed entirely. Las asun kain. That's what made me think that what he's saying makes sense.
Why should you have to do the whole? If you erase a few letters, that
that erase that the rest doesn't make sense.
Oh, so very good. So that's Mamash what he says. So he says the reason he thinks that the pshat in the Rambam Shita that says that erasing one letter is considered a lav must be that the Rambam looks at erasing a letter like you taka erased the whole thing, because since it's something which you read and you can't read it anymore, that is like mechikas akriya, like he calls, like you can't read it at all. So in other words, in my language, that means that if, let's say, there would be a name of an Avodah Zorah, you would be mekayim the bartem by the Avodah Zorah if you erased the letter, because it's totally not readable. Well, he doesn't go into that far, but he just says that's what must be the Rambam wants. The Ravid, who argues, he holds no. In order to be considered mechik the whole thing, it has to be that the ksav is pashit, totally erased. And if not, that isn't considered that you did you were ma'abed ligamri. So that's what the Rambam is thinking. Aye, so what's so special about Yudke Vavke? So he says there's a very famous gemara, that was the gemara we started with, that Zeshmi la'olam v'zeh zichri, lo'y k'moish ani nikhtav ani nikra, v'lo'y k'moish ani nikra ani nikhtav. I'm written Yudke Vavke, I'm read Adonis. Okay, now there's a famous shaila here. Okay, he's very mikatzer, but here I'm just being marechle, it's a famous shaila. What is exactly the pshat that the adnus is nikra? Does it mean that that is a way to read those letters? Or just means don't read the word and say adnus instead? So Rav Moshe Feinstein speaks about this shaila in Igros Moshe. And he says, where's the practical nafka mina? They had a Sefer Torah, and the Yudke Vavke got covered on Shabbos, and you can't peel off, you know, with wax. Is it kosher? Can you just say the Adonis by heart? So he says, by a regular kriyuksiv, he says it's pashut to me, you would not be able to, because that is the kri of the ksiv. That's what he holds over there. But he says, what's going to be by the Yudke Vavke? So he says, do we say that the pshat is, it's two separate things? There's like the ksav, and then there's a totally different kri, or that's the kri of the ksav? So he says, he thinks it's a machlekes rishayinim. What's the machlekes rishayinim? In Soita Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says, v'samu es shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem, there's a mitzvah of birchas kehanim. Zok the Gemara, yochol, you don't have to say the real shem, you could say a kinui. So Tosis brings two pshatim. What kind of kinui? Rabbi Nuhil said, you'll say Yevorech Elokim v'yishmerecha, Yevorech Tzvokos v'yishmerecha. Tosis says, what kind of havamina, why would you yochol such a thing? It says in the Chumash, Yevorech Hashem. So Tosis says, it just means yochol that you could say Adonus. Instead of saying the shem amforesh mamish, you could say Adonus. Zok igris moishe b'may pligi. Rabbeinu Hill holds that saying Adonus is just as bad as Elikim and Tzvokis. They're all not what it says anyways. So Mimela, they're all not the Havaya anyways, so there's no difference. Tosis learns, no, that the Pshat is the name Yudke Vavke itself is read Adonus, so that's better. Okay, so he wants to say it's a Machlekes. The Brisk Rav writes in a few places, I think even Rav Moshe brings it, that it's the kriya of the ksav. That is how you read the word. Okay, now I'll say over from way back, if I don't know if I remember, there was a Rabbi Kiva Eger. And I thought I had a raya that Rabbi Kiva Eger held like Rav Moshe. Why? Rabbi Kiva Eger has a whole tshuva, everyone knows, the real famous, about if it's ksivas kedibur dami. He's talking about writing the sphira, is it kedibur? Okay. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks Akasha, Heyach matzinu yadenu v'ragleinu. If ksiva is kedibur dami, there's a din. You're not allowed to say the shem amforesh. Kol ha'i g'shem b'yisi yisav is ein l'chelek olam ha'am. So how could you ever write a sefer Torah? Every time you write yud kei vav kei, you just got avera of ha'i g'shem b'yisi yisav. If you say ksiva is kedibur dami. Okay, so I asked Akasha and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let's say you write al, like you just said before. Is there a problem of Hashem's name there? Of course not. Because since you mean Al, there's no problem, right? It's only a problem if you meant Kale. Okay, so what's bothering Rabbi Kivager? Everybody, there's two ways how you can read this word. You could read it Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei the Aser way, or you can read the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei the Mutter way. So, of course the Sefer means the Mutter way. So, why are you throwing on him a Chumrah to read it the way, to put him out of Olam Haba? That was my Kasha on Rabbi Kivager. So I thought it's a Raya, Rabbi Kivager holds like Rav Moshe, that the Pshat is, there is no two ways to read it. There's only the way to read it one way. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. When you do the Adnus, it means don't read this word. Say, substitute a different word instead. But if you would go like the Brisker Rav, that the Pshat is that there you read the word itself. Adnus, how can you tell the Sefer there is no Chelek in Olam? He's doing it the Mutter way. Why are you blaming him? That was my kasha. So I said over this kasha to my father. My father, then, when we were learning the Rabbi Kivager, my father says, not a Raya. He said, the Pshat's like this. Even if you go like the Brisker Rav, the Pshat is that it's a halachic thing. In other words, it's not the natural reading of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Everyone knows the natural reading is Yud and He and Vav and He. It's a halachic thing that when you're doing the Kriya, when you're actually being Kairei, there's a halacha that you do this kind of a Kriya and it's considered reading the word. But Avada, when the Sefer is writing it in the Sefer Torah, there's no two ways right now. Right now, it's quiet. No one's reading. So the etzem word, Shreit Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the word doesn't say both. It's not like that these letters really say two things. The letters themselves say one. There's this halachic thing that when you're being Kair B'Payal, then go and read this, and that's called reading the word. Rabbi Kivager could be saying a good kasha, even if he had like the Mishra. Okay, so that then there's no Rai from Rabbi Kivager, but Moshe has two ways. So he's going, of course, like his Rebbe, Rav Pahler, that the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei itself is read Adonis. He says, Memela, the Ravid is saying very Geshmak. The Ravid is saying that in Mechikas, one letter of the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, there, Taka Rabbi Shmuel said that he's over for Oisachas because he just entirely erased a whole Shem of Adonis. He didn't erase one letter. If you're missing any letter of the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, there's zero Shem Adonis here. It's not pshat like you could find still, oh yeah, it still says Dal Nun Yud here. No, it doesn't. The only time it says Adonis is it's a special halacha, that when there's a whole Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, then it's read Adonis. As soon as you take off one letter, then you have zero Adonis. So Memela, over here, even the Ravid holds your over with one letter. That's what Rabbi Kiva meant, Rabbi Shmuel meant, that you're over with one letter. Because by Adonis, one letter missing is zero Adonis. You still have the Hey Vav Hey left from Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So you wouldn't be over on that Shem because you didn't erase, the Ravid Shita is that if the Ksav is partly there, then you didn't erase the entire Shem. Here's a way how by erasing one letter, you erased an entire Shem. Because every Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is like two Shems. You have the Shem of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and it also is the Shem, which is read Adonis. You take off one letter, then it's only a Hey and a Vav and a Hey. So you have three quarters of that Shem, and zero of the Shem of the Adonis. So Memela, you're over for entirely erasing the Shem of the Adonis. That's his first shot for the Ravid. Then he has another pshat for the Ravid, why the Ravid would say Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is different than any other Shem, based on a Rabbi Kivager in Hilchos Sefer Torah. He brings down from the Ginnus of Rodim that if you don't write he wants to say like this, that if, let's say, the letters lose their Kedushas Shem, let's say the letters don't have a Kedushas Shem anymore, that would also be like erasing a whole shem. In other words, a guy erases one letter, if that would theoretically cause the entire shem to become choyl, the rabbi would say you get the lav, because it's considered like mechika of the whole shem. But the emes is that when you erase a letter, you didn't erase the kedusha of the other letters. They're bimkaimam I made, and you just fill in the letter that you erased, and you got Hashem back again. But Rabbi Kveger brings down from the Ginnis of Radim that the shem has to be written kesidron. If you write it backwards, it's not a good shem. And Rabbi Kveger talks about it, and he comes out, it depends which shem. If it's yud kei vav kei, it has to be kesidron. If it's the other Seamus, there's no kapeda, you don't need to be kasidur. So Memela, so Dr. Pollard comes out like this, that by Yud Kei Vav Kei, if a guy erases any of the first three letters, you can't fix it, because it will be out of order. So Memela, that's why the person who is Moichik one letter of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, except for the last Hey, would get a lav. Because that's considered that he erased the entire Shem, because all the other letters lost their Kedusha, because they're bottled forever to be a Shem. So that's why you're over by Yud Kei Vav Kei. Mashenke and any other Shem, if you erase one letter, the rest is fine. So Memela, since the rest is still Kadosh.
Fine to rewrite the missing letter you read.
To re-add the missing letter, you could do it by any other shem,
because
there's no paid on the order. So therefore, if you erase one letter, the Ravid holds that you are not over, like the Tzadi or Tzadi Beis from Tzavakais, or any of those other shemis. Only the Tesefta and Sifri, that you're over with one letter, is by Yud Kei Vav Kei, because it means if you erase the Yud or the Hey or the Vav, you just ruined the whole Shem from beginning to end, because you can never fix it. So it's like you were Mafkia, you were Mavatal, the Kedusha of the whole Shem, so therefore you're over the Lav. Okay? The Tzad HaShaveh of both Pshatim is that the Ravid Shita is to get this Lav, you have to entirely erase the whole Shem. So usually the way to erase the whole Shem is by erasing the whole Shem. By Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can erase the whole Shem by only erasing one letter. How? So that he has two ideas. How? Either because if you erase one letter of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you lost the whole Adnus, so you erased the whole Adnus Shem, or because by erasing the first one of the three letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the whole thing is like a Sidron, so you erase the whole thing, and merely you're over the Lav. Okay, that's his two ways to explain how the Ravid will read the Sifri of the Tzav.
Agavorcha, whatever Moshe said, could they read from that?
Lamaisa, he said you shouldn't. He said you shouldn't do it because there's a whole tzad that you need.
You're not
it
reading.
You need to really read it from the. Okay. Now I have a question on the whole thing that Rapala is saying. I don't know how to answer it. Mamish, don't get something. In the Ravid, it says, they only said kale from Elokim, v'ka me yud kei vav kei. So as far as it seems like he's directly saying that you're only over if you do two letters, because and the reason
the
is because
it's
a whole shame. Kale is a whole shame, and yud kei is a whole shame. And according to what Pollard is, I mean, I hear his point that the Tesefta and Sifri say one letter. I understand the point, but what he's answering that will put that by the Yud Kei Vav Kei doesn't seem to me that it fully answers the Kasha, because he said you need Yud Kei.
Can't
find for the
Ravid
himself.
Insisting on two.
Exactly.
Only one,
but he's still insisting on two. So I don't think it totally answer. You can't totally answer the Ravid still with this pshat. It's a nice kasha, but you could say. I hear the idea that it will at least explain the other half of the Ravid, that if doing Tzadi Beis from Tzvakis is mutter, or the Shin with the Dalit from the Shakai is mutter. Okay, that's perfect. But this thing is still tzarichin. So So
it's a real question from the Sifri.
It's a real question, right?
From the Sifri.
It's straight out kasha from the Sifri. Mamish, right?
Yeah, the Rivey doesn't have a source for
it. Exactly. So the truth is, the Kesef Mishneh does bring that there's a Ram al Shakar, when he brought the Ravid, he brought a smach from the Gemara, and Shmua sounds like the Ravid. And the Kesef Mishneh says he doesn't hear it, it's a very small smach, it's like just a diuk in the language, you can easily get out of it. So I guess you could just say, but the Ravid liked that diuk, and then he, and I don't know, it was Deicha the Sifri, it's like funny though. It's Beferish Sifri, Beferish. So I wanted to say a little thing to help out the Ravid, to say why in Achanami the Ravid is arguing on the Tosefta based on this Gemara in Shavuos, but that there's a pshat, in other words, why the Ravid held that there's a makom for a machlekes here, and he's understanding that there's a makom for a machlekes, meaning my mahalach is like this, that the Ravid holds the Sifri to be any Shem. And the Sifri's Shita Taka is that even one letter is a lot. And the Ravid holds that the Gemara Shavuos says, the way that the Ravid read the Gemara, that you're only over if you erase the entire Shem, and if you erase a few letters, it's Mutter, except for Kel or Ka, which is the whole Shem. So he holds, that's how I would have said, not to be machalic between one Shem and another, the way it sounds to me from the words of the Ravid. All Shemus, in order to Oiver, you need to erase the entire Shem. That's the only, no difference, I don't care what the Shem is. And even Ka is a whole Shem, but otherwise, you're never right. And Taket's Keneged the Sifri. So what's the machalikas? So I wanted to go back to the Shoyrish thing that I started with. The pshat is like this. Really, Rapalur Svara, I said my Svara, so you know why I also thought that way. Whatever the essay of Ibartem as Shmom, so too, that should be the lav of Lois Asun Kane. And being that the Ibartem L'chayra is the whole thing, then the lav should also be the whole thing. So why should one letter be a lav? So what I want to answer is Azoi. The Gemara says the pshat in the Sifri is because the Gemara says on those psukim when it's talking in Re'e, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Abed to Abdunas Kolam Mekaymos, you should destroy all the Mekaymos, as Elohim Alaharim, and so on and so on. V'ibartem es Shema min Amokam Ahu. Okay, so the Gemara darshins according to the Rabbanan, Abed to Abdu, do it in two stages. First do Abed, just destroy the Avodah Zarah somewhat. Then Hanach, leave them alone. And fight the Goyim and win the wars of the Zion Umais. Then come back and do to Abdu, do the rest. Do more. Okay, that's the drasha that they're about to say. After you're done fading them, but in the beginning, just do Abed. Okay. Now, how much should you do the first time, and how much should you do the second time? Okay, so now there's a din called Lesharish Achareha. This is the third part of the Rabbanon, that after it says Abed Tabdun, it says the Ibartem es Shema. What do we need this Ibartem, the third thing? It already said Abed into Abdun. So the Gemara says that's for Lesharish Achreha. Now there's a Shaila what Lesharish Achreha means. Lesharish Achreha, according to Rashi and the Ravid, has a Perish on Avodah Zarah, means that, let's say, Lemoshal, if it was a tree of Avodah Zarah, you not only cut off to the bottom, you mamash take out the roots, right? Which I think that's the standard pshat that people learn. However, the Rambam doesn't have any such halach. The Achorinim already talk about it. The Rambam skipped out the din of the Shar Shachreha. So the Taz and many others say the Rambam didn't read the Gemara of the Shar Shachreha that way. He says Lesharish, the Rambam says there's a din of Lirdoif Achreha. The Rambam has a din that in Eretz Yisrael, it's not enough to just, if you see an Avodah Zarah, you knock it down, but you have to go and check and see if there is, like, Lasharish, like, this idea of, like, Mamish, make sure you get every Eber to Zorah. Check. Look around. You can't just, like, say, okay, when I see it, I'll knock it down. Like Drisha Hakira. You have to, that's how the Rambam read Lasharish. So it comes out that according to the Ravid, Lasharish means pulling out the roots. The Rambam doesn't ever bring such a thing down anywhere about pulling out any roots out or anything. So I don't know what he holds about it, but he doesn't have such a madriga called Lasharish Achrei. He just has Lirdav. Okay, so now I want to say like this. When it says do some before and some after, what do you do before and what do you do after? So Rashi writes, like his Shita, he says, before just knock the trees down, then go do the war, then come back and do Lasharish. Pull out the roots. That is the way the Rashi reads it. And I would say the Rival would read the same, because he also says Lasharish means pull out the roots. But the Rambam doesn't have any such thing called pulling out the roots. So I was going to say that the Rambam will hold means just knock it down a little bit. That you can't, like, you ruin it. Ruin it. Whatever, you know. Smash it down, like, you know. Pugum it, right? That's not usable. Go make the war. And then really destroy it later. So Memela, according to the Rambam, that is why the Sifri and Tisefta said that one letter is a lot. I always said it doesn't fit. Because when you destroy by the Avodah Zorah, you have to do the whole thing. And here the lav is even on one letter. The answer is because it's talking over here about what you're doing the first time. This pasuk is saying, first knock it down, you know, destroy it somewhat. And then later you'll do the rest. Lo sasun kain means either one of these things. Don't do this. What's this? Don't do the first thing or the second thing, Tashem. And the first thing is just knocking it out of use. So Memela, the Lois Asun Cain goes on that. That's my answer. How come the Sifri holds even one letter? Because there was such a level up. But that's only good according to the Rambam. But what do you do according to the Ravid? According to the Ravid, the first time you do the whole thing, and then you come back to take out the roots. So then where do you have the Pagim level? But the truth is that even according to the Ravid, there's a machlokes in the Gemara there, where exactly is the Mekoyer for a little and more. One Maan d'Omar says, you learn it out from Vinitatstem, first, I'm not saying the exact, no, Tegadeum. First Tegadeum, cut down the Asheris. There's one Pasuk, Asherim Tegadeum, cut them down. And the other Pasuk says, Tisrafun Baish, burn them. So he says, from there we see a makar, that first you like knock them down, and then you do even more, you burn them up. And the same thing, Zakrashi, you would do by something which you don't burn. First you pull it out, and then you take out Lasharish. Okay, the other Manda Omar says, no, there's three parts. There's Abed, you do before. Ta'abdun, you do after. And the Ibadatem es Shmom is Lasharish. He's got like three things. There's Abed, Ta'abdun, and another pasuk, the Ibadatem to be Lasharish. So the way he learns it, it seems to me that he would say that like the Rambam, that you're poigim before, then Ta'abdun, you destroy the rest totally. And then the Ibadatem is Lasharish. But he doesn't learn that the Abed is the whole thing and the Ta'abdun is Lasharish, because you see that he said that the third thing is Lasharish. So according to him, the din is the same as the Rambam. That there's Abed before, you make a Pagam. Ta'abdun afterwards, destroy it all the way. And then a third Pasuk tells you Lasharish. Masha Enkin, if you go with the Pasuk of Tegadeum and Tisrafun, then Taki, you burn down the whole thing the first time, you knock down the whole thing the first time, and you just do Lasharish later. Okay? So, turns out that the Ravid is going to tell me that there's a machlokes how much you do the first time. According to the one mandomar, you knock the whole avodah zarah down the first time, and you only do l'sharish the second time after the war. According to the other mandomar, you paygim before, and you do the rest the second time. The Tosefta and the Sifri have to go with paygim. So, since it's paygim for the avodah zarah, so the lav is paygim for the Shem Shammai. The Hainu, the Rabbanon, that say Abed to Abdun Shmisharish. We don't hold like the Rabbanon. The Ravid doesn't pass like the Rabbanon. We paskin like the other Mandomer. Vinitatzdem. The Ravid says Beferish. We paskin like we go with Vinitatzdem. So the Pshat is the first time you do everything, and the second time you do the Sharish. So the Gemara Shavuos is good la'alacha. The Ravid's Gemara Shavuos is good la'alacha that the lav of erasing the Shem is only the whole Shem because we paskin that by Davar Dazar you do the whole thing the first time. So, Bekitzer, you hear my plan. That the pshat is, whatever you do for the Avodah Zarah, the corresponding is the lav. So if you go like the Baal Nomer, that it's abed a little bit before, then the lav is one letter. And then ta'abdun you do later, but the Leisasim even goes on any stage. But right, and that would be the Rambam. The Rambam, Lishitasai, he doesn't have any machlekes. Because the Rambam doesn't hold that there's such a thing as Lasharish. So Mimela, everybody in the world, the only thing to divide is a little, a pagam. So Mimela, the Rambam paskins the Tosefta and the Sifri. Because there's no makum for a machlekes here. Because everybody agrees that you only did a little in the first time. Mashenkin, according to the Ravid, that he says Lasharish is taking out the roots. So, according to the Ravid, that Manda Omar would say you do all of it besides for the Lasharish, so the Lav is also doing the whole thing. So, Memela, the Ravid holds that the Gemara Taka argues with the Sifri, and Memela Paskin like the Gemara. So, that's my plan how to answer the steer between the Ravid and the Sefta. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you talked to him yet?
I didn't talk to him. I
texted
him. I told him I'll.
Okay.
Who gave you the gift?
The one
that
we were not on the Ravens. I told him I can't speak.
It's within 3 days. You know, the minig is, you know, you have to wait at least 3 days. I said it's too raw, you know, it's too.